Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhya 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of the third chapter of Madhya Leela. After accepting the sannyas order at Katwa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled continuously for 3 days in Radha Desha, and by the trick of Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya eventually came to the western side of Shantipura. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was induced to believe that the river Ganges was the river Yamuna. And when Lord Chaitanya was worshipping that sacred river, Advaita Prabhu arrived in a boat. Advaita Prabhu asked Lord Chaitanya to take bath in the Ganges and thus took Lord Chaitanya to Advaita Prabhu's house. There, all the Navadvip devotees, along with Mother Shachi Devi, came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this house was located at Shantipur. Mother Shachi Devi cooked for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and at that time there were many joking exchanges between Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda. Then, in the evening, there was mass sankirtan at the house of Advaita Acharya, and Mother Shachi Devi gave Lord Chaitanya permission to leave. Mother Shachi requested Lord Chaitanya to make Jagannath Puri, or Neelachala, Lord Chaitanya's headquarters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu granted Shachi Devi's request, and followed by Nityananda, Mukunda, Jagadananda, and Damodar, Lord Chaitanya left Shantipur. Bidding farewell to his mother, they all proceeded toward Jagannath Puri, following the path of Chatrabhog. Nyasang vidhayot pranayota gauro vrindavanang gantu mana brahmadyah radhe brahman shanti purim ayitva lalasa bhaktair ihatang natosmi. After accepting the sannyas order of life, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, wanted to go to Vrindavana. But apparently, by mistake, Lord Chaitanya wandered in the Radha Desha. Later, Lord Chaitanya arrived at Shantipur, enjoying himself there along with his devotees. I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivash Thakur. So at the end of his 24th year, in the month of Magh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order during the waxing period of the moon. After accepting the sannyas order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of intense love for Krishna, started for Vrindavana. However, Lord Chaitanya mistakenly wandered about in a trance continuously for 3 days in the tract of land known as Radha Desha. Passing through the tract of land known as Radha Desha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited the following verse in ecstasy. Etang saastaya paratma nishtam adyasitang purvatamaya mahadbihi ahang tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nisheva yaiva. as a Brahmana from Avanti Desha said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. For this was approved by the previous Acharyas, who were all fixed in firm devotion to Lord Krishna, the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the purport of this verse on account of the determination of the mendicant devotee to engage in the service of Lord Mukunda. Lord Chaitanya gave his approval of this verse, indicating that it was very good. For the real purpose of accepting sannyas is to dedicate oneself to the service of Mukunda. And by serving Mukunda, one can actually be liberated from the bondage of material existence. After accepting the sannyas order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan and engage wholly and solely in the service of Mukunda in a solitary place. But as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was en route to Vrindavan, all the ecstatic symptoms became manifest, and Lord Chaitanya did not know in which direction he was going, nor did Lord Chaitanya know whether it was day or night. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhara, and Prabhu Mukunda followed Lord Chaitanya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Radha Desh, whoever saw Lord Chaitanya exclaimed in ecstasy, Hari! Hari! And as they chanted this along with Lord Chaitanya, all the unhappiness of material existence diminished. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In connection with the verse regarding Mukunda Seva, which is a quotation from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that of the 64 items required for rendering devotional service, acceptance of the symbolic marks of sannyas is a regulative principle. If one accepts the sannyasa order, one's main business is to devote his life completely to the service of Mukunda, Krishna. If one does not completely devote one's mind and body to the service of the Lord, then one does not actually become a sannyasi, for it is not simply a matter of changing dress. In the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states, Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karoti yaha sa sannyasi cha yogi cha na nir agnir na cha akriyaha. One who works devotedly for the satisfaction of Krishna is a sannyasi. The dress is not sannyas, but the attitude of service to Krishna is. The word paratma nishta means being a devotee of Lord Krishna. Paraatma, the Supreme Person, is Krishna. Ishwaraha paramaha krishnaha sachid ananda vigraha. Those who are completely dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna in service are actually sannyasis. As a matter of formality, the devotee accepts the sannyas dress as previous acharyas did. The devotee also accepts the three dandas or bamboo rods. Later, Vishnu Swami considered that accepting the dress of a tridandi was paratma nishta. Therefore, sincere devotees add another danda, the jiva danda, to the existing three dandas. Vaishnava sannyasis are known as tridandi sannyasis. Mayavadi sannyasis accept only one danda, not understanding the meaning of tree danda. Later, many persons in the community of Shiva Swami gave up the Atma Nishta or devotional service of the Lord and followed the path of Shankara Acharya. Instead of accepting 108 names, those in the Shiva Swami Sampradaya follow the path of Shankara Acharya and accept only 10 names of sannyas. But although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the then existing order of sannyas, namely Ekadanda, Lord Chaitanya still recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam about the Tridanda sannyas accepted by the Brahmana of Avantipur. So, indirectly, Lord Chaitanya declared that within the one danda or ekadanda, four dandas existed as one. Accepting ekadanda sannyas without paratma nishta, devotional service to Lord Krishna, that is not acceptable to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In addition, according to the exact regulative principles, one should add that jiva danda to the tree danda. These four dandas, bound together as one, are symbolic of unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. Because the ekadandi sannyasis of the Mayavada school are not devoted to the service of Krishna, they try to merge into the Brahman effulgence, which is a marginal position between material and spiritual existence. They accept this impersonal position as liberation. Mayavadi sannyasis, not knowing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually a Tridandi, think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an Ekadandi sannyasi. And this is due to their vivarta, bewilderment. For in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no such thing as an Ekadandi sannyasi. Indeed, the Tridandi sannyasi is accepted as the symbolic representation of the sannyas order. By citing that verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Mayavadi sannyasis, who are enamored of the external energy of the Lord, cannot understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so to date, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in Lord Chaitanya's footsteps, accept the sannyas order and keep the sacred thread and the tuft of unshaved hair known as shikha. The Ekadandi sannyasis of the Mayavadi school give up the sacred thread and do not keep any tuft of hair. Therefore, they are unable to understand the purport of Tridanda sannyas, and as such, they are not inclined to dedicate their lives to the service of Mukunda. They simply think of merging into the existence of Brahman because of their disgust with material existence. The Acharyas who advocate the Daiva Varna Ashram or the social order of Chatur Varnyam mentioned in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita do not accept the proposition of the Asura Varna Ashram, which maintains that the social order of Varna is indicated by birth. The most intimate devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namely Gadadhara Pandit, accepted Tridanda Sannyas and also accepted Madhava Upadhyay as his Tridandi Sannyasi disciple. It is said that from this Madhava Acharya, the Sampradaya known in Western India as the Vallabha Acharya Sampradaya has begun. Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami, who was known as a Smriti Acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, later accepted the Tridanda Sannyas order from Tridandipad Prabodhananda Saraswati. Although acceptance of Tridanda Sannyas is not distinctly mentioned in Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, the very first verse of Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshavrata advocates that one should accept the Tridanda Sannyas order by controlling the six forces. Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udarupastha Vegam, Etan Vegan Yo Vishaheta Dhira, Sarvam Api Mang Pratibhinsa Shishyat. One who can control the forces of speech, mind, anger, belly, tongue, and genitals is known as a Goswami, and he is competent to accept disciples all over the world. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted the Mayavad order of sannyas, and for this they cannot be blamed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sridhar Swami, who was a Tridandi sannyasi. But the Mayavadi sannyasis, not understanding Sridhar Swami, sometimes think that Sridhar Swami belonged to the Mayavad Ekadanda sannyas community. Actually, this was not the case. Finally, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order and recommended the determination of the Avantipur Bhikshu to engage in the service of Mukunda. Bhaktivinoda accepted that Brahmana's version due to his determination to serve Mukunda. The sannyasi dress is actually an attraction for material formality, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like such formality, but Lord Chaitanya did want the essence of it, namely service to Mukunda. Such determination in any condition is para atma nishta. That is required. The conclusion is that the sannyas order depends not on the dress, but on the determination to serve Mukunda. Recorded September 28, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.